భగవాన్స్ కంపానియన్ జాకీ. అమంగ్ భగవాన్స్ కెనైన్ కంపానియన్స్, జాకీ ది సెకండ్ హ్యాడ్ అన్ ఆనర్డ్ ప్లేస్. జాకీ, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ కమలా, వాజ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ శ్రీ రమణాశ్రమం. వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ పప్, హీ నెవర్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ అదర్ డాగ్స్, నార్ డిడ్ హీ ప్లే మచ్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ హీ లివ్డ్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సాధు. హీ వుడ్ సిట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఆన్ అన్ ఆరెంజ్ క్లాత్ దట్ హ్యాడ్ బిన్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ by a devotee and stare intently at Bhagavan's eyes. He was always looked after well, as he behaved in such an exemplary manner, and as also Bhagavan had a lot of love for him. Ramaswami Pillai in particular took good care of him. Every day he would wash Jackie with soap and water and remove insects from Jackie's body, if any. Whatever prasad was distributed, Jackie would not eat until Bhagavan began to eat his own portion. On such occasions, he would watch Bhagavan's face intently. As soon as Bhagavan put a morsel into his mouth, Jackie would start to eat his own portion. Annamalai Swami recalls an incident concerning Jackie that occurred while Bhagavan was sitting by the well, surrounded by devotees. Jackie was also sitting with the devotees, looking intently at Bhagavan. A stray dog entered the ashram through the back gate, and Jackie, distracted by the newcomer, began to bark. Bhagavan gently chided him by saying, "You just close your eyes. You just close your eyes. If you do this, you will not be able to see the dog." Jackie obeyed at once, but some of the devotees continued to look at the stray dog. When Annamalai Swami saw what was happening, he laughed and remarked, "This is a good teaching. It is not only for Jackie the dog, but for all of us." One day, a ferocious pig and Jackie the second had a fight, during which Jackie was mauled badly and his stomach was torn open and the intestines had come out. Chinnaswami, Bhagavan's brother and the manager of the ashram, put Jackie in a basket and carried him on his head to a veterinary doctor. A major operation requiring many stitches on Jackie's stomach had to be done. After the operation, Jackie was laid on a soft bed in the mandapam across the street from the ashram. At the same time, Kunjaswami was suffering with severe pain from an abscess on his foot. He was also lying in the same mandapam. Both Kunjaswami and Jackie the second were well attended to by an ashram devotee who also stayed in that mandapam with them. Bhagavan came to the mandapam to inquire after the health of the patients. Kunjaswami, who could not bear the pain, cried aloud and fell at Bhagavan's feet. He begged Bhagavan to relieve him of his pain. Bhagavan, full of compassion, said, "See how Jackie is silently bearing his pain without as much as a whimper after such a major operation." Looking at Jackie's endurance, Kunjaswami felt ashamed and did not complain again. Bhagavan stayed a little longer, inquired about the food, medicine, etc. from the attending devotee. After giving solace to Kunjaswami and patting and petting Jackie, Bhagavan returned to the ashram. After getting solace from the nectar-like words of Bhagavan, Kunjaswami then slept peacefully. This incident shows Bhagavan's equal love and solicitude for human beings and animals alike. The care and compassion he had for living beings was unsurpassed. The manner of Jackie's death is interesting. It was a few weeks before the Pongal festival of 1933 that Jackie fell ill. He was very sick and Bhagwan arranged a soft bed for him, attending to his needs. Jackie refused to take any solid food and was fed only milk. He never left the presence of Bhagwan after falling sick. Jackie gradually grew weaker and his body emitted a very bad smell. But this made no difference to Bhagwan. He would take Jackie in his arms and caress him lovingly. Jackie died peacefully in Bhagwan's arms. Although Jackie's death could have come any time, he survived till the festival of Pongal was over. The parallel between Jackie's death and that of Bhishma, the grand old warrior of Mahabharata, was not missed by Bhagwan. With the death of Jackie, Kamala's lineage came to an end. Jackie was buried in the ashram precincts near the samadhis of Valli the deer and the blessed crow. A small monument was built over Jackie's samadhi. Sourced from the friend of all.